grounding. When our relative world gets rocked, there is still the resource of Earth. The resource of Earth in our physical world, but also the resource of Earth in these bodies. So the way that the Buddha defined a body is that the body is made of the four great elements, earth, air, fire, and water. So we can connect with earth in these bodies over and over. And there's a lot of ways to do it. But the way I'm going to invite just now is whether you're on a cushion or a chair or a couch, whatever, just try it on, if you will. Just pressing the palms of your hands into the top of your thighs and feeling that contact, that pressure, that warmth. Feeling the bottom of the thigh into the chair, the cushion, ground. There's a solidity. Can you feel that? Feeling the solidity in the midst of flow. So the breath flows and there's ground. That one's not working for you. If you're sitting in a chair or couch, you can try pressing your feet into the ground. Same thing. Same thing. So again and again, we're arriving here, grounding. Using resources that are greater than our small, contracted, quite understandably fearful at times, sense of self. The earth is greater than that.